是神手里头的工作。
We were the work of God.
这个工作那个意思是什么意思？
What does it mean by we are the work of God?
不是单单指我们是他手里面所作的工。
It's not just that we are something that he's doing.
同时是指出那些是什么工。
But also points us at what workmanship is that?
哪一类的工。
What type of work is that?
那是个工是指出做，用手做的。
Points out that he was doing with his hands.
而且是一个艺术品。
It's a work of art.
另一句上来讲。
In other words,
是神亲手所造成一件艺术品。
It was an art that God used his hands to make.
这件这样的艺术品摆在宇宙里面的展览，那个意义才是大。
And this finished product of art.Then it was put into universe to, as a showpiece, and its the meaning becomes so great.
是神将一些废坏的材料来造成与神的荣耀这样的一件艺术品。
Is that God used something of rubbish to make something so wonderful, an art to show in the universe?
我们留意到这件事的时候，
When we pay attention to this,
我们又感谢神。
We thank God.
当然，呢处所提到嘅系神先在教会里面所作的。
But in Ephesians, it's talking about what God has done in the church.
但系藉着教会所作成，俾神所造成嘅咧
，is how when the church was made.
就引到以后神系全人类嘅里边咧，都恢复神荣耀嘅工作。
Leads us to see God.Is going to restore his restoration in all men.
So we see why some people reject God's grace, God still wants to do human.
So therefore, if we look at the question again, then why if some men would refuse God's grace and God would still create man?
当然，人需要拯救系在神嘅创造以后。
Of course, man needed salvation is.Something after the creation.
但是局部的人的失落并没有改变到神做人的那个心思。
When man failed, God has not affected the original idea of God made man.
所以从整个的人类那方面去看。
Therefore, from the whole human race point of view,
人仍然成为神的荣耀的彰显。
Man is still.For God to reveal His glory.
所以我们看到启示录最拉尾最拉尾的时候
Then when we reach Revelation, the end part of it.
所有被造的物，我们不用翻圣经，我是这样提到的。
And all the created creatures.
包括人在里面。
Including man.
甚至以人来做代表。
And using man as a representative.
都是在那个地方来显出神的荣耀。
At that point.To show forth God's glory.
所以在神造人的目的上面，仍旧是完成。
Therefore, God is going to fulfill this purpose.
弟兄所提出的那个问题，有些地方我没有直接去接触他。
What the brother has brought out this question, there are some aspects which I have not tackled directly.
不过我们看到正面的事实的时候呢，那类的问题应该不会成为我们的搅扰。
If we look at facing this.Problem in such a way, the other matters will not be a problem, a hindrance to our mind.
I don't know whether brother
and sister would compliment what I've said.
把你的體會和你所了解的比我更深入的來去接觸這個問題。
I don't know whether you have more deeper viewpoints to concerning this issue.
我要補充一個
是
補充的問題
的答案。To compliment on the question, not on the answer.
是連帶的，即是跟這個創造、神創造人類的這個問題。
Connected with God's creating man.
是預定和揀選和神的創造。
It's concerning predestination and man's free will to choose.
我觉得这个问题就很常搅扰到神儿女的。
I think this is another problem that is inflicting on the minds of children of God.
我哋中间有冇弟兄叫做 Kelvin？
Do we have a brother called Kelvin？
冇啊，咁我大胆讲。
No， I speak boldly。
因为阿 Kelvin 咧，
Because it's Kelvin。
佢提出一个主张。
He declared one doctrine。
不过就算有弟兄叫做 Kelvin， 我都系要咁讲。
Even though we have a brother called Kelvin, I still have to speak。
佢嘅主张就系、是、一切都喺神嘅预定嘅里。
He said, in everything, it's all what is within God's design。
所以一切嘅事物嘅发生都系根据神嘅预定。
Therefore, all things that would happen is according to His predestination。
包括人嘅得救喺里边。
Including man's salvation。
神预定你得救。
God will also predestine you。
你走唔甩。
You cannot escape。
神唔预定你得救。
If God does not predestine you to be saved，
你又点样都冇办法得救。
You can never be saved。
咁呢个咁样嘅主张咧
？And this sort of teaching，
常常有意识冇意识咁样嚟影响咗好多神嘅儿女对神嘅作为嘅嗰个准确嘅认识。
Consciously or subconsciously has affected the minds of the children of God to understand God's work。
唔系话佢完全唔准确。
Does not mean that he's entirely wrong。
但佢过分强调一啲事情嘅时候，就把人带进一啲嘅困惑嘅里头。
Because when you overemphasize one this aspect, you bring man into a problem。
我哋睇预定嘅呢个问题咧。
If you look at predestination，
我哋还有更进一步嘅资料，然后至查到嗰个预定嘅问题。
We should have some more material before we should talk about predestination。
我哋同弟兄姊妹读圣经之前，我先说明咗嗰个事实先。
Before I bring out the passage from the Bible, I'll let you know this。
就系神嘅预定唔系根据神主观嘅爱好。
God's predestination is not a subjective favor。
而是根据神客观的观察的结论。
It's a result of his objective observation。
那个意思就是说，神那个预定是有根据的。
It means that God, even though God would predestinate, is still according to some evidence, some respect。
我们常常在预定那个主张的上面所起的困惑就是这些。
And this is a problem。Arising from predestination。
神欢喜我就救我。
Because God likes me, He saves me。
神欢喜你就唔救你。
And God does not like you, therefore He will not save you。
佢哋有根据讲呢句说话嘅喎。
Well, these people they have some sort of。
佢哋会引到雅各同埋以扫嘅事情。
And they can bring you to about Esau and Jacob。
神点解唔中意以扫啫
？Why didn't God like Esau？
神话佢唔中意佢。
God said,
"Why
God likes Jacob?"
Why
God likes Jacob?
神问我系中意雅各。
God said, "Because I like Jacob."
罗马书上亦引过呢句说话出嚟。
Even in Romans, this was quoted.
好容易就俾我哋一个错觉。
As if, can we just a sort of misconception?
神完全系根据佢自己嗰个爱好嚟决定呢事啊嘛。
As if to say that God has already decided according to His favor.
你话若果我唔得救啊，我死都唔眼闭噶。
I'm not saying that.
When I
die, my eyes
will
close.
我系想得救噶，神定咗我唔得救，我有乜办法？
I really wanted to be saved, but then God decided I should not be saved.
但事实唔系咁样。
But no, not that way.
咁事实究竟系点咧
？Then what was God's way?
啱先我已经话咗啦。
I just said to you.
神系根据佢客观嘅观察嚟做出嘅结论。
Is a result of His observation.Objectively.
神老早就睇到以扫呢个人并不重视属灵嘅祝福。
God has already observed that this man Esau did not pay any attention importance to spiritual blessing.
神老早就睇到以扫呢个人系轻看神同神自己嘅恩惠。
And God had already seen earlier that this man Esau he despised the relationship with God.
神嘅老早睇到雅各呢个人系曳。
And God also seen earlier beforehand that Jacob is a naughty man。
但系 雅各呢个人呢，佢倒系喜欢寻找神同埋神自己嘅祝福。
But Jacob, this man, he, though he was very bad, but he still liked to seek after God and God's blessing.
甚至所以话雅各系我所爱嘅，以扫系我所恶嘅呢，系根据神呢个观察。
It's because of such an observation, God said, Esau I hate, but Jacob I like.
你话雅各呢个咁曳，神都爱。
And he said,how can God love such a bad person, Jacob?
咁就引到一个人心思里边最容易讲嘅问题。
And then you
唔公平。
And then you later you can say, oh, God is not fair.
但事实上，我哋睇神同人中嘅关系要全面嚟睇。
But when we look at relationship man with God, we have to look at it a complete view.
神冇错。他选择雅各来承接他的恩典。
No doubt, God has chosen Jacob to inherit his blessing.
因为雅各是爱慕要得到神的恩典。
Because Jacob desired to receive God's blessing.
神没选拣选以扫来接受他的恩典。
God didn't choose Esau to receive his blessing.
因为神知道以扫根本就不重视神的恩典。
Because God knew that Esau was a man who didn't evenBother with God's blessing.
你唔要神勉强你。
If you do not want, God will not force on you.
你喜欢寻找神嘅乐意赏赐。
However, if you desire to seek after God, God reward you.
但问题喺呢处。
And the problem is,
如果我哋将雅各嘅事情全完整嘅去睇过咧
，If you look at the whole life of Jacob,
你会睇见
，You will see,
神悦纳雅各对神寻找嘅心思。
You will see God accepting the desire of Jacob to seek after him.
但是神是对付雅各这个败坏的人。
But God also dealt with the wickedness of this person.
你和雅各一生里面很清楚看见神在他身上的策位真的不简单。
From his whole life, you can see this God is going to demolish him, the bad things. It's not a simple process.
神拣选雅各去蒙恩是一面。
God chosen Jacob to receive his blessing is one aspect.
神拆毁雅各去对付雅各是另外的一面。
And God, another aspect is God was also dealing with him to demolish his wickedness.
因此顶尖，如果你将神的作为完整的睇的时候呢，你不会产生神偏待任何人的那个想法。
If you look at how God dealt with Jacob, and then you will not.Say that God is unfair.
咁啊，讲咗咁多嘅说话，要翻嚟罗马书八章。
After speaking so many words, to return to Romans.
叫我哋睇清楚神嘅预定究竟系点样嘅一回事。
To cause us to see the effect of this predestination clearly.
啊，我唔要上文啦，净系要喺嗰处，因为悭翻啲时候，二十九节。
To save time, I just want to use.Verse
29 from chapter 8. 我们根据29节开首讲那个完整的事
实, And from the fact mentioned in verse 29, we list out the order.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中作长子。预先所定下的人又召他们来，所召来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。弟兄们，你可以从这两节圣经的里面你看到一个次序。
From verses 29 and 30, we see the order.
或者我由尾看回上头呢，就更容易去看到那个次序的重要。
If you look at the verse from 30 backward to verse 29,We see the importance of the order.
有一班人，佢喺神嘅面得到荣耀。
There's a group of people they have received the glory of God.
点解佢哋会得到荣耀呢
？Why they receive glory of God？
啊，因为嗰班人系神称佢哋为义嘅。
Because this group of people have been called righteous by God.
神称乜嘢人为义呢
？Who are these people called righteous by God？
哦，原来神特别去选召一班人嚟称佢哋为义。
Because God wanting to call these people to give them to justify them.
咁神点样去呼召嗰班人嚟噶
？Then how God call these people?
神定下要呼召嗰个人啊嘛。
God has already decided to call these people。
如果我哋睇到呢个地方咧，你就睇到神一切嘅工作系在神嘅预定。
If you look at this way, then you see that God has predestined what He wanted to do。
但我哋睇到神嘅话未曾完。
But we do not see God's word ending。
你仲可以继续睇上去嘅时候咧
？And you read backwards a bit further。
你睇到神呢一个预定咧，系根据佢嘅预知。
And you will also know these predestinations according to His foreknowledge。
呢点系我哋比较难过得嚟噶啦。
And this is a bit difficult to comprehend, perhaps。
所以系难，系因为我哋冇办法掌握嗰个预知系一回咩事。
It's difficult because we do not exactly know what this word for new mean.
因为我哋呢个人系受物质嗰个观念嚟限制。
Because we are all confined by the material.
今日就系今日。
Today is today.
明日就系明日。
Tomorrow is another day.
昨日就系昨日。
Yesterday was another.
呢个时间观念好清楚。
The pattern of time was clear.
我哋昨日嘅事我哋知道。
We knew yesterday what happened.
明日的事情我们不知道。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
因此我们对于将来摆在我们前面的事情，将来的事情，我们根本没办法能够知道。
Therefore, what lies before us, we can never know.
我们可以做一个预测。
We can forecast.
但是预测不一定是准确。
But forecasting is not necessarily correct.
我不知道在香港的时候，看那些天气，气象报告，不准确的情形都幾明顯。
Hong Kong, it was evident that the forecast, weather forecast was quite wrong all many times.
後來到咗美國之後
，When I went to America，
啊，佢哋已經用到好進步嘅方法嚟預測氣象。
They are already using very advanced method to forecast weather。
除咗利用過往嘅嗰種嘅天文嘅資料，嚟判別之外。
And they not only they use the past astronomical material to design.
更主要嘅就係利用嗰個氣象衛星所攞到嘅眼前嘅即係真係 up to date 嘅資料。
And they also use the satellite to obtain up to date information.
擺埋一齊仍然都唔準確，有乜辦法？
You put these together, still they cannot forecast accurately.
預測究竟係預測
？Well, if it's a forecast.That is only a forecasting.
所以在我们的时间观念里面总是给我们有这么多不够掌握到什么叫做预知。
But in our concept of time, we cannot fully comprehend what's the meaning of to foreknow.
但是神不是受时间限制的。
But God is not a God who is limited by time.
神也不是受空间限制的神。
God is not confined, neither confined by space.
因此在一切的事物在神的眼前都是敞开。
Therefore, in all things lie before the eye of God is completely clear to him.
事情未发生，神睇见了。
Before the matter happens, God has already seen.
事情未曾出现，神睇见了。
Before this matter even arises, God has already seen.
所以在诗篇139篇那时，大卫有这样的话来说明。人在神的面前所受的管理。
Therefore, in Psalm 139, David has something to say about God's ruling over man.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
我在暗中受造，在地的深处被联络。那时我的形体并不向你隐藏，我未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未到一日，你都写在你的册子上。
15-18。
地上都未曾有我哋呢个人，神就已经睇见我哋呢个人。
Even before we were formed on earth, God has already seen.Our frame.
我们这个人未曾在物质的形态出现的时候，神已经看到我们。
Before we appeared materially, God has already seen us.
不单止看到我们，而且将我们整个的人的过程都看得清楚。
Now that he has seen us But he also has seen the process of how we appear.
並且將所睇見嘅記錄咗落嚟。
Not only that, what he's seen, he's written down.
如果我哋睇下半節，你就睇到神定批咗我哋一切嘅遭遇。
If you read the later part of that verse, then God has, you know that God has already seen what happened to our life.
但你睇埋上半節嘅時候咧，你就睇到。
So you see the earlier part of that verse 16.
神所同我哋記錄落嚟嘅事情，係因為神觀察到我哋呢個人嗰個結果而做嘅記錄。
God has written down this record because of His observation of what sort of person we are.
正好同羅馬書裏邊所提到嘅，預先知道嘅就預先定下。
It's similar to Romans say, "He foreknew and He predestined."
所以如果我哋能夠了解到神嗰個預定，是根据神的预知呢，我们的难处就不是在一般的问题。
If we can see that God can predestine according to the way He foreknew, therefore our problem will not be the usual sort of problem.
而实际的难处都是我怎样去掌握神的预知。
But we should really to comprehend how can we comprehend.How God foreknew.
不過我都冇辦法講咧清楚神點樣預知法。
I cannot tell you very clearly how God foreknew.
但我可以提醒大家就係，你用信心去接受神嘅預知呢個事實。
And I remind you once again that we have to use faith to accept God foreknew.
因為係主自己嘅話説明佢係預知嘅神。
Because it's the word of God to say that to tell us that He foreknew.
我最喜歡回答弟兄姊妹一個答案一定對。
Always can answer you correctly one answer.
唔理你問乜嘢，嗰個答案都對。
whatever you ask, my answer will be correct.
咩答案咁叻㗎？
You ask me what answer is so good.
嗰個答案就係話。
The answer is.
你唔夠明白嘅嘢，你就抄起佢。
If you do not understand.Those things that, and you can write it down.
一路到到见主嘅实在分主。
You ask the Lord when you see Him.
咁样咧，一定对。
You will get the right answer from here.
主席喺以弗所书第二章第八节嗰度，我哋得你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。咁即系连嗰信心。
Ephesians 2:8 it says concerning that verse, the questioner said that even faith is what God will give to the destined. It's going to the experience of preaching the gospel to people. And many people were very hard in their heart. And some of these people, they suddenly believe in the Lord. And clearly shows forth there's something, the mercy of God, to give them faith.And how does this come in terms with as if God has predestined their faith?
Follow
their faith.
我估我哋嗰个呢个问题嗰个发生咧，系基于我哋平常一个咁样嘅信念。嗰个信念就系一切都系神所作嘅。
I think the problem arises is because of the concept we have in our mind is that everything is, must be started by God. And also that we include our faith, that is also rewarded by God.
如果神不想赐的时候呢, 我们连信心都没有。
As if God has not rewarded the faith, therefore we even faith we won't have.
这个信念不是全对，但是又不是全错。
This concept is not entirely wrong, yet it's not entirely right.
有对的成分，但是不是完全准确的成分。
It's telling us some of the truth, but yet there's a lot of incorrectness in it.
因为我们特别要留意一件事情，就是信嗰个实质系乜嘢呢？
Because we have to pay attention to what is really faith.
信嗰个实质就系信服。
The substance of faith is obedience.
所以喺我哋喺中文圣经系马可福音嗰处咧有一次嘅翻译。 你们帮信服神家嗰度翻译俾我，好欣赏，好欣赏。
And because in Mark Gospel, there's one translation, one part of it talks about faith is to say believe and obey, and this is a very good translation.
唔单止系信，而且系服。
Not only believe, but to obey.
若按照希腊文嘅圣经咧，我哋睇到帮信主嘅嗰个信字啊，照着希腊文嗰个习。 嗰個習慣上面嘅用法咧，唔係單純一個信。And
in the Greek meaning of the word faith in the Greek Bible, Greek meaning, and the word faith is not just belief.
所以好多英文嘅聖經翻譯出嚟，照住英文嘅文法，可以唔需要譯嗰個 preposition。
There is some problem in the English translation rule can omit the preposition.
但是呢,
but also, it was included.
我们最熟的一节圣经,约翰3章16节啦。
Now we are most familiar with the word John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in the God, 有英文的文化。 Whosoever believes him 就够啦，照英文嘅文法咁就够。但系呢，佢仍然照足希腊文上边嘅嗰个有个 preposition 跟埋上 ，believe in him 有啲叫做 on him， 唔理in又好 on 又好，咁样嗰个 preposition 就说明咗一件事情喺希腊文呢一个咁嘅用法，系说明咗嗰个唔系仅仅浮面上边嘅一种嘅知道或者一种嘅。 接受嗰个相咁样嘅叫做信。
This matter concerning believe in or just believe him. Believe in is not just simply to say that some had knowledge, like of just knowing something.
咁佢呢个咁样嘅用法咧，就系话呢个 believe in 啊，就系一个信靠嘅嗰个信。
To believe in means to trust and to commit.
系一个咁样嘅信。
It's that sort of nature.
当你靠嘅时候，就要用到嗰个人嘅意志。
When you trust, it involves your will.
换一句说话嚟讲，系你要把你自己嗰个意志呢所作成嗰个选择放喺呢度。
And it's through your will, you choose, and you choose to trust.
因此，话信心系神所赐嘅咧，我刚才讲又准确又唔准确咧，就喺呢个地方，喺呢个点上。
Therefore, what concerning just to have faith or faith is God given, and the why is wrong or why is not entirely wrong or entirely correct is concerning this matter.
我哋话信心系神所赐咧，系根据呢个事实。
We said God is given. Faith is rewarded by God is according to this plan.
神一作工,
when God started working,
圣灵在我们里面就说话,
and the Holy Spirit speaks within us.
约翰方就叫我们看到圣灵来了，是要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判自己责备自己。
John, God's Gospel, it says when Holy Spirit comes, it
cause is to convict us of God's righteousness, of God's
convicted of our sin, of God's righteousness and His judgment.
Under that enlightening of the Holy Spirit,
man suddenly
see the hopelessness.
然后圣灵又讲话,
and then the Holy Spirit continues.
Whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
圣灵一讲话，我哋里边就受到吸引。神恩典嘅吸引，神慈爱嘅吸引。
Love and mercy.
So that we cannot but to choose
Him. But
in the process of choosing in such a way,
very obviously, it will involve our will to
desire.
So when we understand this kind of thing,
therefore, we look at it understand this way.
你就留意到, 你们得救是本乎恩, 也因着信。
Then you pay attention to by faith through His grace that we say.
我们之所以得救,
the reason why we are saved
是本乎恩, 即是说是根据神的恩典。
It's according to His grace, therefore it's through His grace.
神先有恩典,
because God has grace first,
我们得救然后才有条件,
then we can have reason to be saved.
但是光有神的恩典不够,
but just having the grace of God is not enough.
不是说神的恩典不够令我们得救,
it doesn't mean that God's grace is not enough.
神的恩典足够使我们得救,
God's grace is more than sufficient for our salvation.
我想说, 如果只是根据神的恩典, 我们还未能够得救,
but I want to say that it's only by grace then we cannot be saved.
为什么?
Why?
因为你必须接受这个恩典得救的事实自然出现了。
Because you got to receive this grace, otherwise this salvation cannot be true in you.
所以神有恩典,
therefore God has grace.
人要相信,
man ought to believe.
恩典是神的预备,
grace is prepared by God,
是神的吸引,
and also is God's attraction.
相信是人的责任,
therefore, it is by grace you have been saved.
不是要我们做其他的事,
it's not to cause us to do something for ourselves.
It's
to cause us to go and accept the grace of God.
用信心去接受神恩典这个事实,
by faith to accept His grace.
用信心去接受神恩典的事实,
through faith to accept the grace of God,
那得救那件事就出现,
the salvation is true in us.
再牵连到那个预知的事实上去问,
if we connect this to God's knowledge,
神怎样吸引我,
how God attracts me,
我怎样运用信心去接受神的恩典,
how I by faith I accept this.
神怎样吸引你?
God, how God attracts you?
你怎样用信心去接受神的恩典?
And then how you use your faith to accept it?
都在神的观察下,
this is being observed by God.
神的记录到, God is
reaching that.
那时候,
when the time comes, when the time comes, when God is created and recorded before, it becomes true.
从人看来，好似神预定咗嗰啲事情系咁发生。
From man, as if God has already for knowledge of His destiny to be happen.
但事实上面咧，
but in actual
fact, 系神根据佢嘅观察嚟宣告事情会点样发生。
God uses His observation to declare what is going to happen.
所以喺我个人嚟讲咧，我觉得难处唔系在神点样做。
From my point
to do. I think the problem is not concerning how God actually do it.
仍然是在, 我们怎样能够了解到神的意志的时候?
Still, how can we comprehend God is a God of foreknowledge?
神的意志是在稳定的事情。
What is this foreknowledge?
当我的答案应该是告诉大家听，非常清楚。
And then I told you my answer.
或者到嗰时候，你都唔需要问，都唔定。Perhaps
at that time you would not need to ask.
因为嗰时候你同主一同坐喺天上，你睇下边嘅事，我啊我都睇到。Because
that time you were be seated with Christ in heaven, you look down and you say, "Oh, I can also see it myself."
The problem being that before we say to understand how to control things, because our will is controlled by things. And according to what I said before, I said we have the freedom to use our will to choose God. And that do we have such freedom that Brahma said yes?
冇错，喺一般嚟讲，我哋喺撒旦嘅权下，受佢嚟控制。Yes,
we were all under the control of faith.
一切嘅事物由得我哋自己。We
have no freedom to carry out all the
events.但我哋千祈唔好忘记。But
let's not forget.
我哋之所以能够脱离撒旦嘅嗰个控制。The
fact that we can be set free from it.
係因為聖靈喺另一方面作工。Because
the Holy Spirit is active from another
side。呢個亦都就好似今日話，聖靈叫世人為罪、為義、為審判自己、責備自己嘅時候。The
same, just now when I mentioned to you, when the Holy Spirit convicted man of the sin of God's righteousness or God's
judgment。係神嘅管理打入咗撒旦嘅管理嘅裏邊。The
sphere of God's influence control has invaded into
the sphere of faith. 因此在这个情形的下面，人站在一个平等机会的拣选里头。如果我们要将它分析的话，
we try to analyze that if God is trying to break down Satan's sphere, then man is standing at the point of equal choice whether to choose God or to choose Satan.
正如亚当未曾堕落之前，在神的管理的下面，当撒旦来。 有誘惑嘅時候，佢結果選咗撒旦，亦都係站咗一個平等嘅機會嗰時，嚟去選擇去定批嘅嗰個事情。And
also when Adam and Eve were tempted by Satan, he was also standing as a neutral soul to choose God or to choose Satan.
當然屬靈嘅事情，我個人好唔主張去做太細緻嘅分析。
Of course, spiritual matters, I do not advocate a very fine analysis.
所以原因就是说，我们对属灵的事情呢，有时唔够掌握得完全。一分析嘅时候，就越分析得越混乱。
Because in spiritual matters, we do not hold a very firm view, so that when we analyze, we can easily crumble, we easily confuse ourselves.
所以我个人咁样觉得，能够。 如果单纯系掌住神嘅话，嚟做我哋跟随主嘅嗰个行事，就好过。Therefore,
I would encourage you to hold on to a pure and simple faith, to grapple of God's word as encouragement. This is most precious.
I have something to amend. Is that the more we analyze, if we analyze God's matter, it causes ourselves to be confused. Because our analysis is coming out from our intellectual mind. But for God's matter, we cannot use our own mind to understand. Particularly concerning the free will, the issue of the free will. And we cannot understand why God will create something, will give that human being the free will to choose. As if, like God also has free will. Because what man can make, can think of and can make, even the computer, that computer has not got a free will. If we use the manner of thinking in making this computer to be derive a solution to God's given man free will, I don't think we can ever derive a solution. I feel that all these sort of problems are not really the problems that hindering us before God. All these problems are actually excuses. Many times we know that God is all before you, before knows, and also is all powerful, but we are not willing to obey. The problem is that we know, but yet we don't thank Him and praise Him as He is said in Romans. Our ignorant hearts become even more dark.
So then, Alan 咁樣提起嘅時候，我就昨天翻到香港嗰個問題上。
Calling Evans, sharing, I will connect this with the sister's question.
喺我哋傳福音嘅時候咧，我哋的確會碰到好多人提出呢個問題。
And when we spread the gospel, many people will ask us many of these hard questions.
我嘅意思就係話，你唔一定要答佢嘅問
題。What I actually want you to suggest to you that you need not answer this question.
但我哋嘅心思馬上就反應。
What things we react?
佢哋唔答佢嗰個問題，佢邊時肯？佢點能夠會成事？
If you don't answer that certain question, how would the person trust God?
所以我總係想盡辦法要去答佢嘅問題。
Therefore, we try to answer this question. Try
our best. 我哋嘅心思係好。
Yes, the way of we think is good.
但常常我哋因為呢個好嘅心思，就上咗撒旦嘅當。
Because of our desire to try our best to answer this, then is just falling into the trap of Satan.
佢就話咧，我哋傳福音嘅對象咧，佢唔係佢覺得唔係真實嘅原因擺喺你嘅面前。
Then, we do not confront the real reason why we serve God.
好似 Evan 話，佢藉口嚟嘅啫，嗰啲托詞嚟嘅啫。
These are all excuses.
佢真實嗰個原因唔肯接受福音，唔係就係呢啲思想上面嘅問題。
The real reason why he doesn't want to accept the gospel is not on the surface of this.
表面睇嚟似乎係。
Like on the surface, it is.
但實際上唔係。
But in actual fact, it is not.
根本不答佢嘅问题，咁猛同佢讲主耶稣。唔一定要猛讲主耶稣。但系有一个实际操练嘅原则。
There is some a principle
of
that you can exercise.
Practice. 是頂正你，好好地記住你，就去慢慢去學習。
We should remember and also
learn it. 在全福音嘅事情上，我哋必須要爭取且企喺主動嗰個地位上。
In spreading gospel, we should achieve this initiative positive position.
呢個意思就係、是、你帶動佢嘅思想。唔好俾我哋自己跟咗佢嘅思想。
That you would bring his thought to you, you lead his thought and not be affected by his act.
但系我哋唔好以为呢件事好难。
But sister, don't feel that it's something very difficult.
佢能够把问题摆喺你嘅面前，你同样能够把问题摆翻喺佢嘅心思里。
He can cause a problem to your heart, but yet you can also cause a problem to his or her heart.
因此在操练的事情上面，我们留意一点。
Therefore, when we are learning exercise,
当他，我们当然自己有个警觉。
Yeah, we ought to have this, this warning, pre-warning.
我不跟你的思想走。
I would not follow your thought.
我为什么不跟你的思想走呢？
Why do I not want to follow your thought?
因为我肯定了一件事。
Because I know one thing sure.
绝对没有思想问题可以解决信仰问题。
Because there's nothing in the heart or in the thought, in the thinking, and that can solve the problem of faith.
因此我就唔从思想嘅路线嚟进攻你。
Therefore, I do not come to attack you from this way of just depending on analysis.
本事我用一啲咁样嘅直观思想。
Therefore, using terms from army.
当你摆一个思想问题嚟讲说嘅时候。
When you put one problem, intellectual problem to my mind,
我会接过来跟你走一步。
I will just accept it one step.
我唔跟你走第二步。
I will not want to go two steps with you.
我可以跟你走一步。
Because I follow one step further.
系为咗叫你咧，感觉我呢个人唔系拒人千里之外。
To let you know that I am not a person who saw.Stands miles away from you.
但我很快就将我的问题摆翻入你的。
Very quickly, I will put my problem into your mind.
如果你的问题成为我的问题，我的问题就要成为你的问题。
If you want to put a problem into me, my problem will also want to be put into you.
他打过来就是思想问题。
The thing he threw to us is concerning intellectual.
我打翻过来是信仰问题。
What I threw back is concerning his faith.
在这样的情形下面。
聖
靈有機會上升，所以我好似呢啲好似差咗出去好遠啦。不過可以俾我哋弟兄姊妹先喺當服事上邊，個人先有啲嘅受到保護，同時懂得點樣去接受呢一場福音嘅真理。
Your mind to spread the gospel and also to prepare you to receive the battle, spiritual battle in spreading gospel.
求主帮助我们慢慢操练的时候，学习在全福音的上事的这服事上面，经常是要站在主动的那个位
置。We pray that in spreading gospel, we always have to stand in the position of being the initiator.
我估这个最大的个问题就是
could be the below the problem could be
当对方提一个问题来的时候
when the person
has to throw a question 譬如说他跟你提出一个正常的问题
for example is concerned that evolution
你可以同佢略談談進化論嘅問題。
Just stop discuss briefly about the evolution.
So, I'm going to take
the
money.
That's the whole
situation.
And you tell him,
think
straightforwardly, that I don't know very much.
不过如果你想谈这个问题呢, 我找另外一个人帮你谈谈。
So if you want to discuss this matter, you should, I can find somebody to discuss with you.
比方说, 如果假如你略略知道这么多进化论的问题,
then you know something of evolution.
你可以和他略谈一下, 就把出进化论的弱点。
You can just find the weakness of evolution.
然后透过那个, 就引回到神自己的創造和方式。
Through this weakness of evolution, you bring back to the person to God's creation and redemption.
我们应该在神的面前建立一个这样的信心，求主帮助。
I think that we ought to build up a faith like this before God to ask God to help us.
任何的学说都可以有两面的解释。
Any doctrine, any teaching, have two sides.
意思即是有正面和反，有赞成的有反对。
It means that there is some pro and some against.
但有一个事实，绝对无可能有反对。
You cannot object to.
你只能够赞成。
You can only agree.
不理你是衷心的赞同，亦或无可奈何的赞同。
Whether you really agree from the deep down your heart, or you are forced to agree.
是什么意思呢?
What is that?
人是一个罪人。
Man is
sin. 但是我们觉得这个事实是我们最有利的那个好处。
Well, sister, I think that because man is a sinner, this is the most effective weapon we possess.
你摆出人犯罪的事实和人是一个罪人的事实。
And you have put out this fact that man has offended God and man is a sinner.
犯罪的事实就是人的实际的行为。
And the things that man committed the sin is the action.
罪人的事实就是人里头犯罪那个生命那个所引出来那个犯罪的倾向的问题。
And the sinner is the nature within man that inclines towards sin.
尽管你走回到我们中国那两个，算不算哲学家？应该是哲学家。
If you go back to the two philosophers,
and one is that man's
nature is good, and the other is
not.
Man should say, man is good. The other philosopher
says,
man's nature is bad.
他去解释人的性善或性恶的问题，你又怎么解释呢？
Whether how you explain God's man's nature, whether it's good or bad, it's put forward, it's plainly laid before us the fact of man has committed sin.
你说人性善,
or you say man is good or man is bad nature.
你说人性恶,
if you say man is nature is bad, still he is also sin.
总之就是犯罪。
A or C.
这个事实没有人能够推得回。
This fact cannot be opposed.
我个人觉得弟兄姊妹应该学习运用这个有力的武器。
I think that we should learn to use this, I feel that we should learn to use this very effective weapon.
在合宜的前面的下面你认识。
In a very appropriate situation, you bring this out.
你帮我谈谈进化论这个点，你入去做人的问题啊。
You say, how can you lead to the conclusion to man's problem?
在我个人的经历里面，我觉得一个最好的办法，谈得合宜的时候，你就转过来谈自己。
My feeling is that the best is when you are talking very nicely together. Then you talk,
change
yourself.
你不要谈谈下的时候，你说，哎呀，不要讲那么多进化论了，你知不知你是一个罪人？
Now we stop the evolution. Now, don't you know that you are a sinner?
你还加强语气说你是一个如假包换的罪人。
You also emphasize that you are a real sinner.
这样就不行。
No, don't try this way.
人家顶回前头。
And he will naturally oppose you.
你探到合宜嘅时候。你主我哋探你自己。唔系讲佢。系讲你自己。讲你自己未信主嘅时候。换个说话讲系用你自己个经历嚟作嗰个 book 嘅开始。
Talk about you before you're Christian, or in other words, is to use yourself, your own testimony, to open up the gospel.
系由你自己个人嘅经历就引入到佢具体嘅嗰个事实上。
From your own experience, will lead him into his practical problem.
我估呢方面咧，或者好多弟兄姊妹都有啲实际嘅学习都。
Think perhaps, we.Among us, we might have such a practical experience.
我个人弟兄姊妹交通出嚟，就系嗰啲原则性嘅问题。
Allow me bring us this principle of how to
try. 点样转化嗰个转化嗰个情况咧，系活嘅。
And it's not sort of rigid. It's not by formula. How you can turn the sharing into your faith?
唔系一个死嘅方式。
It's no dead.
所以弟兄姊妹，你唔好话我又喺度讲属灵法鼓。要紧嗰样嘢系保持我哋灵里边正常嘅一个苏醒。
Most important thing is to keep our spirit alert。
喺咁样灵里边苏醒，你应付呢类咁样嘅福音嘅真战又好，属灵嘅真战又好。神在里面的管理会供应我们那个需要。
When you are alert in such a way, God will provide you according to what you need.
当然保持我们灵里面的苏醒，首先是保持我们跟神的交通。
To keep us our spirit alert is to continue to have good relationship, communication with God.
為什麼我們要有一些為什麼我們要轉化不同，為什麼我們不可以一直對話我們有什麼罪，為什麼我們要轉個彎子說出這樣。
那個原因就在這處。
Someone asked why we need to sort of keep the corner, why not we go right to the point to start.
因為直接去談話的時候就容易引起辯論。
The reason is that if we sort of bring the matter straightforwardly, we easily give rise to argument.
圣经上面提醒我们就不要做那些无益的辩论。
Because the Bible reminds us that we should avoid the useless vain argument.
所以一方面我们避免进入辩论。
On one hand, we try to avoid argument.
另一方面的时候呢，我们是让对方觉得我们并不是这样，你说那班基督徒除了圣经之外什么都不知
道。 And also on the other hand, we do not want other people to think that we are the Christians know nothing except the Bible.
我们不是要知道很多的事。
No, we do not need to know all the things.
但是我们能够给人一个印象，我们都不是说信主这件事情不经过我们自己的在神的面前的思考。
But we must give people this impression that the way we come to the Lord is also involved our mind, our understanding.
走了撒旦的叫他，但是在另外一天看又变高了很多，即神在这个这样的经历上变成了人的经历。
Question was that concerning the static movement or very down to speaking in tongue, is this charismatic movement the will of God? Why does it happen during this age? What's the effect of the static movement upon the church?
通过这个问题是相当大的一个问题。
Big problem.
大的问题就是因为形成了一个普遍的现实。
Because it concerns so many people.
而且呢又牵涉到很复杂的内容。
And also, it is very complicated within.
之所以内容复杂呢是因为那关系神的意义。
The content is made more complicated because these people are God's children.
他们所作的呢有部分是真的在神的真理里面。
What they've done, some part of it is really within the truth of God.
而部分呢又不在真理的里面。
And part of it is not in the truth of God.
而按照神自己一个的心思呢，
according to God's desire,
如果用我自己的那个感觉去想神，我觉得神都很伟大。
If I starting to think from my own position, I think that God will find very difficult as well.
不祝福也不行。
If I don't bless, I don't feel nice. Not being troubled by as if I was troubled.
虽然是这样，不过在人这方面我们的确是需要这个经验。
Though it's like that, we still have to clarify this.
我估计最大的个问题是在于对于圣灵的恩赐那个运用上面的一点不够清楚。
I think the problem is that concerning the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we are not very clear.
我个人承认有方言。
I personally still recognize that there is the gift of the tongue.
但我不敢接受另一派所主张的关于方言的道理。
But I will not accept what the charismatic movement they proclaim concerning this gift.
原因就是
The reason is that
圣经是的确有提及方言的运用和方言的恩赐。
Because the Bible has actually said about the gifts, this gift, and also how to use this gift.
但圣经亦同时指明咗方言的运用同埋方言的恩赐咧，唔系另一派嘅人所主张嘅咁嘅。
But also, it's different to the charismatic way of doing concerning the functioning, the using of the gifts.
所以能够照系，如果系照入圣经所记载嘅。去運用方言的恩賜和接受方言的恩賜，我能夠說阿門。
Therefore, if we, according to the truth of God's word, to use this gift and to receive this gift, I can say Amen to that.
但是若果不是照着聖經所提的去運用方言的恩賜或者接受方言的恩賜，我就不能說阿門。
But if you don't according to the Bible, if you use it not according to the Bible,or receive it not according to the way of the Bible, I cannot agree.
主要的问题出在哪里？
Why?
主要的问题是出于人要代替圣灵来决定自己要得什么恩赐。
The main reason is that man has replaced the ruling of the Holy Spirit to get whatever gifts they want.
在人的鼓动里面呢，人把某一个恩赐特别的高举，
man lifting up certain gift.
当然就现实的情况来讲，就是高举方言的恩赐。
According to what we see, we have seen man uplifting the gift of tongue.
所以个个要得圣灵恩赐的时候，都同自己定规划，我是要得圣灵方言的恩赐。
And many people they say, oh, if I want to accept
receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, then I got to accept this gift of tongues.
咁點解會產生一個咁樣嘅情形呢?
Why this arise?
原因就係
the reason is
另一派裏頭嘅人，佢哋把一次嘅行傳裏頭嘅經歷讀得唔準確。
The reason being that the people within this movement, they have not understood the experience in Acts correctly.
佢哋把主耶穌嘅應許就同方言就聯想咗解唔開嘅關係。
And then they linked up this, the promise of the Lord and the speaking in tongues. They could not find out the link up.
主耶穌應許係聖靈降臨喺我哋身上就得到能力可以去作見證，有能力去作見證。
And Jesus promised that we will receive the Holy Spirit and we will have power to be witness for him.
佢哋根據呢個大前提，就將底下所有作見證嘅，所有《使徒行傳》裏邊嘅歷史，唔理佢有冇係方言，抑或唔係方言，都上咗喺方言嘅帳嗰度。And
with this big, the Holy Spirit will come to you, and you will be witnesses for the Lord. And they then include all the experiences following them with tongues. And sort of linking up together.
對唔住，我應該係咁樣講，就係啱先我講係好正確，都將佢上咗喺聖靈充滿嘅嗰個帳嗰度。
And they have linked up all the foreign experiences of speaking in tongues with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
然後就把方言就作為聖靈充滿嘅一個記號。
And then they label the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit is the gift of tongues.
或者係作為一個聖靈充滿嘅證據。
Or is the evidence that you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
因為先有咗呢個咁樣嘅錯覺。
It's because there is a misconception.
結果所有喺《使徒行傳》裏面一提到有方言嘅咧，都變成咗聖靈充滿。
Therefore, with this sort of misconception, whatever you read in Acts about the speaking in tongues, then it's related to this is the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而《使徒行傳》裏面所提到聖靈充滿而冇方言嘅記錄嘅咧，都製造出一個方言出嚟。
Even in Acts, there are some filling the people who filled with the Holy Spirit without the gift of tongues. They even say that also they have spoken in tongues.
即係話，雖然冇方言嘅記錄，但係嗰個恩賜嘅顯出係應該就係方言。
As if to say, even though there was no recording that they spoke in tongues, but they ought to have spoken in tongues at the occasion.
但如果我哋細心咁去留意。 知道行傳嘅記載咧，你會發現聖靈充滿唔一定有方言。
But if you look at it carefully, and then you know that when someone is being filled with Holy Spirit, they need it to be able to speak in tongues.
有方言嘅記錄咧，又唔一定係聖靈充滿。
And also the record of the people speaking in tongues is not necessary that they were filled with Holy Spirit.
五旬節嗰日有聖靈充滿，有方言。
And the day of Pentecost, there was the filling of the Holy Spirit, and also there was tongues.
第四章，彼得、約翰被人打咗一身，放翻出嚟，佢哋嘅禱告嘅時候咧，就有聖靈充滿，就冇方言。
In chapter 4, after they were Peter and John were released after being beaten up, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit, at that time they didn't speak in tongues.
然後咧，到第十章嘅時候咧，哥尼流嘅家裏邊咧。 就有方言就唔係聖靈充滿。
And then in chapter 10, in the household of Cornelius, there was this speaking in tongues, but that was not the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而係咧，佢哋僅僅得救。
And it's all only that they were just saved.
啊，呢件事好有意思。
This is very interesting.
彼得喺佢哋中間傳福音。
Peter was preaching to them.
彼得嘅信息都未講完。
Even before Peter finished his preaching.
哥尼流嗰班人就信咗主。
Cornelius and the household believed in Christ.
但當佢哋一信主，蒙恩得救。
Once after they receive the salvation, they were saved.
聖靈就俾方言嘅恩賜佢哋。
And the Holy Spirit is given the gift of tongues.
目的喺邊處咧？
What's the purpose?
我睇後來十一章、十二章、十五章咧，你會睇到嗰個問題，嗰個重要性。
When we read further, 12 onwards, then you see the reason, the importance of this giving.
神是藉著那個方言的恩賜來印證外邦人一樣是在神的救贖的範圍裡面。
God is going to make it known that through this gift of the tongue, to make it known to the apostles that God also has given the salvation to the Gentiles.
但是應該之上呢, 八章的時候呢, 譬如你在撒瑪利亞城傳福音那一次呢,你也看到,有聖靈的恩賜,但是與聖靈充滿無關。
And also, in chapter 8, concerning Philip preaching in Samaria, it's also the gift of the Holy Spirit, but it's not concerned with the filling of the Holy Spirit.
但這個聖靈的恩賜是否方言呢? 聖經沒有明顯說。
And the Bible didn't tell us exactly what gift this is, whether it was gift of tongue.
然後再跳到下去後面,有一件事是特色,我不說太多了。
And then further on, there's one very particular matter.
再一次講方言記錄的呢,就是保羅在以弗所那個地方,跟那幾個人補課。
And it's concerning Paul in Ephesus. That time he was telling them, chapter 19, telling them more concerning the gospel. At that time, those people, if they believed in Christ, they were not accurate. Because they only that time they only received the baptism of John the Baptist. But they have not received Jesus as the Savior.
So 保罗一看,他们没有圣灵的。 生命裏面的相通。
When Paul didn't see and didn't feel the ought to be this communication, this sharing, fellowship, if they have also received the Holy Spirit. And then Paul investigates into their experience of salvation. Discovered that they were desiring to seek after God, but they had not actually
believed.
And then Paul was amending the lesson.
And
they lead them to, led them to Christ. At that time, that this gift of the Holy Spirit was given to them. Now, this is not concerning the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
But
then, if it's not the feeling of the Holy Spirit, then why give, what, why give the gift?
来印证他们,这一趟你就信得对了。
To tell them that now, you're speaking in tongues now, this time you have believed, you really believe.
有圣灵的工作在你身上。Now
there is this actual work of the Holy Spirit.
以后没必要再为这件事情来自己烦恼自己了。No
more trouble yourself concerning whether you're saved.
但如果我们看《使徒行传》里面关乎圣灵充满的经历和方言的关系，你会发现到圣灵充满不一定有方言，有方言亦不一定是圣灵充满。
If you look at the experience of the filling of the Holy Spirit in Acts and the matter concerning speaking in tongues, you will know that some occasions they were filled with the Holy Spirit, but they were not speaking in tongues. But also, in occasions, they were speaking in tongues, yet they were not actually filled with the Holy Spirit.
另一派的人就主观上面就决定了方言是圣灵充满的那个记号。
Then some people have very subjectively labeled it as a sign. Gift tongue is a sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
因此呢就很重视方言的意思。
And therefore, they pay very much importance into the speaking tongue.
因为大家都渴慕圣灵充满。
Because they all desire to be filled.
但我怎知道我圣灵充满的?
And how do you know that I'm filled with the Holy Spirit?
你讲方言,那就证明你有圣灵充满。
If you speak in tongue, that is evident that you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
但很多弟兄姊妹真的渴慕圣灵充满,去追求,但追求来追求去,神都不给方言的恩赐,那怎么办?
But the thing is that there are many brothers and sisters who desire to be filled, with the Holy Spirit, but yet they have not received the gift of tongue. Then what to do?
所以另一派里面约饼门，佢就话唔紧要。
And then this brother sister repeated the charismatic movement. He said, "It doesn't matter."
我可以教你教。
I can teach you to repeat.
我嚟美国之前两个星期仲碰，喺美国仲碰到一件咁嘅事。
And just two weeks before I came to England in America, I met this sort of matter.
教你点样去用方言。
I teach you how to use the gift of tongue.
咁点教法
？How to teach?
咁就教你点样去进入方言。
I will teach you how to enter into the gift of tongue.
嗰个方法我唔讲。
Okay.
因为我相信好多弟兄姊妹都或者会听过嘅。
Maybe you, many of you have heard of this method.
又費事你去學講方
言。I would not want you also to learn such a way to speak in tongue.
咁弟兄姊妹，咁點解你唔同意人哋學講方言
？And why we disagree with people who want to learn to speak in tongue?
最大嗰個問題。
Because
方言係學得翻嚟。
Because the most important thing is because to speak in tongue cannot be learned.
方言既然係一個恩賜。
Since tongue, speaking tongue is a gift.
神俾你就係。
If God gives you, you have.
神俾你就冇。
If God doesn't give you, you won't.
神要俾你嘅話，你唔求佢都俾。
If God wants to give it to you, even if you don't ask, you still can.
你幾時睇到《使徒行傳》講方言每一個經歷嘅記載咧？係佢哋求講方言。
There's nowhere in the Bible in Acts that they speak in tongues because they seek after speaking in tongues.
神睇為需要，神就俾你。
When God sees that is needful for you, then He gives to you.
神睇為冇需要，佢就唔俾你。
When God sees there's no necessity, He won't.
所以神要俾你，你唔求，你都有。
If God wants to give it to you, even you have not asked.
如果神唔俾你嘅话咧，你求都冇。
If God does not give it to you, even you will ask, you still have not.
因为最主要嗰件事情，
我哋睇到《哥林多前书》十一章、十二章。啊，十二章嘅，我净系读十一节就。上边就讲到圣灵啊，将呢种恩赐赏赐俾人，将嗰种恩赐赏赐俾人，将嗰种恩赐赏赐俾人。到十一节嘅时候就嚟一个总结。
Previously, we were talking about God according to His own way, give this gift to that and person, and the other gift to the other person, and then conclude in verse 11.
咁上一节就话，这一切都是借位圣灵所运行，随己意分给各人的。
All these are the work of the one and the same Spirit, and He gives them to each man just as He determines.
好清楚。
Isn't it clear?
神根据佢自己嗰个意思去分恩赐俾人。
He gives them to each man just as He determines.
既然神圣灵是根据他自己的定义来把恩赐分给人，
那
神圣灵说了是不给你有讲方言的，你去求的时候会不会改变圣灵的心愿？如果会改变的话呢，那我们就给神做什么？但是呢，就两三个星期前，我在旧金山碰到的那个人呢，就说他说不是圣灵，他说是这样讲法啊，这节圣经。圣灵就根据那个人自己那个愿望来分恩赐给他。他们拿着 King James 出来，他骂过人。David 读的那本是 International, 是吧？ 他说是 just as 那个 he determined， 那他是用 just as he desired。他说这个 he 是谁？是求那个人的。他说你不要理、啊、他说英文圣经是这样说，你懂吗？
The key refers to the person who
asked,
look at the Bible, it says here.
你不看上文真的被他混、就是一下就滑了过去了。
If you look at the context, then you suddenly being sort of taken aback.
你不理求什么圣灵就给你。
If you want to, why do you want to ask?
Because just as he desire.
Because
as
he has desire. Only if you desire.
但如果我们不读上文的时候，
if you read the context before,
你就晓得
then you know.
这个 he 绝对不能够将它解释做那个求恩赐的。
You will know that this he can never be referring to the person who asked for it.
必定是圣灵自己。
He must be the
one. 不理你是要读英文也好，读希腊文也好，读希腊文是更壮版。
Whether you're reading English or the Greek, if you read the Greek, even it will be more useful in this life.
You're not using English. 所以我们看到这个问题完全是做一个真理上认识上面的问题。
This is something concerning how to know the truth of God.
我个人肯定另一派的弟兄们他们很有火焰。
I am sure that the people of God within the church must know the special moves of their very talent.
但是呢他们所作的不在真理里面。
But what they do is not fulfilling the truth of God.
如果我是神的话呢，我就肯定祝福他们。
If I were God, I would not bless them.
但是那次我都说了神不是我。
God is not me.
他的心比我大。
God's heart is much bigger.
他看到这帮儿女是有不对的地方。
He sees these children, they got something wrong in them.
但是他们终究是儿女。
They are his children. Anyway, they are his children.
而且他们当中也不少人真是为了主的缘故，他盼望得到属事的能力。
Many of them are really sincere is to ask to hope to have power from God to serve them.
因此神都有啲祝福喺佢哋身上。
And we also see some blessings from God.
当然，呢个祝福唔系丰厚。
Of course, this blessing is not huge.
呢个祝福就唔系。神所要赏赐的那个咁大的情人。
And this blessing is not what God wanted to bless in such a big way.
所以因此，我哋唔除非跑到极端里面去，成为异端嘅灵恩派。
So if we are not going to the extreme of this charismatic movement,
点样成为极端嘅灵恩派？
What is the extreme of the charismatic movement?
佢哋就话。圣灵充满的记号就是方
言。
所以藉着方言就证实你有圣灵。
Therefore, through this gift of tongue, it tells us whether you have the spirit or the Holy Spirit or not.
如果说话停在这次的问题不太大。
If they just stop here, that's the problem is not so great.
但发展下去就很大。
But if you continue to develop something, then
如果你冇方言
呢？ If you don't have tongue,
你就冇圣灵。
You don't have the spirit.
冇圣灵呢？
You don't have the Holy Spirit.
你就唔系救恩。
You're not being saved.
咁样就发展到极端嗰个地步。
And that is the extreme of it.
极端到一个乜嘢嘅地步呢？
To the extent that
你冇方言就唔得救。
If you don't have the gift of tongue, you're not saved.
嗱，呢一个就落到极端，就成咗异端。
Now this extreme.Going to such extreme becomes a heresy.
除了这类这样的情
况 Apart from the, such, this sort of talking in such a way,
我们虽然在灵恩派里面的弟兄们在真理上面作得不够 完全按入主嘅心。
So within this charismatic movement, Franciscans are not following God's will completely.
但系站在教会嘅立场上面
，We standing as church.
我哋仍然承认佢系基督身体里面。
Still recognize them that they are part of this body of Christ.
当然喺佢哋见证上面，我哋有分别。
Of course, in the testimony, in the witness of God, we are different to them.
但是我们亦不能因此而否认他们是弟
兄，
除非他们落到异端。这个问题很复杂，我只是将很扼要很扼要的那些关键的地方和弟兄交通一下。
I've only shared with you those very critical, very important points to you.
我估咁睇又似乎係過火咗啲點。因为圣经上的确是有的确是有方言的恩赐。
There is still the gift of tongues.
不过有一个危险，我哋又不能不提防。
But are we not to pay attention to the risk?
因为接触到属灵界里面的事，有时候不按着真理呢，就好容易受邪灵的欺骗，这个亦是事实。
If we don't have any contact spiritual things, we don't do it according to the truth, then we easily can get influenced by the evil spirit.
但我们亦不因为有邪灵的欺骗，
所以我们不要被怕，因为邪灵的欺骗在欺骗我们，
这样就连正面的关乎圣灵的工作呢，我们都完全说得客气一点就避开了它，说得严格的就是完全剔除了出去呢，的确是
if we just because of that, we're afraid that it is the evil spirit's influence, then we try to avoid it or even say that there is no such a gift, then we are being overfired.
那个地方啊，我们必须要看到一件事情。
Can I ask a bit of a question? The question was, in the gospel, it says, Christ says, if you ask the stone, will the Father give you will not the Father give you the Holy Spirit freely?
那个地方我们必须要看到一件事情，那个不是求恩赐。
We must see that there is not talking about asking for gifts.
那是求得着圣灵。
There is to ask to receive the Holy
Spirit. 那求得着圣灵是一回什么事？
这
个事实呢，我们一定要很清楚将它 define。
We must clearly define what's meant to ask to receive.
另一派的混乱就，这是其中的一个原因。
This is how they become so confused. It's one of the reasons.
他们把接受圣灵和圣灵充满是混做一件事。
They have confused, they have even mixed it.The two issues together as one. The two issues are to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to receive
我哋睇接受圣灵系指着我哋得救。
We know to see that when we are saved, we receive the Holy Spirit.
从边个地方去证实呢个事实呢
？From where can we prove this？
从路加福音里面，我哋就睇到一件事。
From the Luke Gospel, we see this.
有一处地方，我相信大家熟嘅，应该系第六章。啊，嗰处圣经就话：节期嘅末日，耶稣站着起，站着高声说。
And towards the end of the festival, Jesus stood and loudly proclaimed.
说乜嘢
？What did he say？
我哋揾到，大家一齐读一读，好唔好？第几节啊？约翰福音。
Oh.
我啱先讲路加。约翰福音。
John chapter six.
第七章唔系第六章。
Chapter seven.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
节期的末日就是最大之日，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人就如经常所说，要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。耶稣指这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说。好清楚同我们看出指出了信的人就接受圣灵。你相信主的时候，主就按着应许把圣灵赐给他。以弗所书一章又指出又提出这个问题。哥罗西书一章也提出这个问
题。
既然信他，
You are to trust in him,
就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
You have received the seal of the Holy Spirit.
所以顶之后你可以睇到一件事。我哋得救嘅时候就受圣灵。
When we were saved, we received the Holy Spirit.
所以接受圣灵系指着我哋得救呢个事实。
Therefore, to receive the Holy Spirit pointing towards the fact that we are saved.
所以回复翻去路加所提嘅主教定门徒嘅祷告。
Therefore, coming back to what how the Lord talks to disciples to say to you,
你要求得着救恩。
You ask to receive.
你要求得着拯救。
You ask to be saved.
神当然唔会叫你留喺灭亡嘅里面。